Grimsby, headquarters town. The morning after Mrs. White's arrival, she and her party, accompanied by M.C. Wilcox, took the train for Grimsby, where the mission and publishing work had been headquartered since 1884. Arriving at the mission office at 72 Heneage Street, Ellen White met Alfred Mason and his wife, Inez, Evangelist Sands H. Lane and his wife, Parmelia, and Jenny Thayer. All of these were Americans who had come to help with the British mission. According to W.C. White, Grimsby was a place of 30,000 inhabitants, and the greatest fishing port in England. A strange place, he observed, from which to issue our paper. Nevertheless, there have been over 9,000 copies sent out monthly. W.C. White Letter, September 18, 1885. Mrs. White remembered Grimsby as a very large place, but not large enough to be called a city because it had no grand cathedral. But here she began her public speaking endeavors, which were to take her before many audiences, large and small, in 8 countries of Europe. Friday afternoon, a drenching rain threatened to cut down the attendance considerably, but 170 braved the elements to hear Ellen White lecture on Christian temperance, one of her favorite subjects. At the close of her address, she was greeted with enthusiastic applause. The next morning at 10:30, she met with the little church in Grimsby to deliver her first Sabbath sermon. About 35 were present, including 10 who had come in from Hull and Alsby. A. John was there from Wales, where he had been witnessing since early summer. In the sermon that Sabbath morning, the messenger of the Lord shared some experiences from the pioneer days of the cause. She told of the sacrifices that were made, and spoke of the responsibility that fell on each member to make further sacrifices to carry the present truth to others. Then she went on to assure the little church that the time would come when many would embrace the truth in the United Kingdom. Many of them were bathed in tears that Sabbath morning, she wrote in her diary. After the service, she was introduced to each member of the congregation, and those from Hull and Alsby begged her to come to their towns to speak, also. In the afternoon, the Sabbath school was held. Ellen White spoke 30 minutes, and others followed in a social, or testimony meeting. As she listened to the new believers recount their stirring experiences, she said she could not but think how similar is the experience of all true followers of Christ. There is but one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The church in England was one with the church in her own homeland in trials and sacrifices. Sunday morning she spoke again, this time on the text, "I know thy works." That evening, August 23rd, the town hall, largest auditorium in the city, had been secured for a public meeting. An estimated 1,200 people had gathered, filling every seat and standing up lining the walls. The Grimsby United Temperance Prize Choir had volunteered to provide music. This 50-voice choir, which had taken second prize at the London Crystal Palace competition the year before, sang 7 numbers, 3 at the beginning, 2 at the close, and 2 following the benediction. It was an appreciative audience that listened as Ellen White spoke to them on God's love as shown in nature. She was drawn out toward her audience in the spirit of the true evangelist. She said later, "As I reflected that not until the last great day would I again meet all there assembled, I tried to present the precious things of God in such a way as to draw their minds from earth to heaven. But I could only warn and entreat, and hold up Jesus as the center of attraction, and a heaven of bliss as the eternal reward of the overcomer." Jesus Christ was the central figure in all of Mrs. White's preaching at home and abroad. She could say, "Jesus Christ is everything to us, the first, the last, the best in everything. Jesus Christ, His Spirit, His character, colors everything. It is the warp and the woof, the very texture of our entire being." The address was published the following Friday in the Grimsby News.